This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson here on a Wednesday, July 22nd. How are you doing on a Wednesday is the question. Coming up on today's show, Rick Schlesinger, Milwaukee Brewers President of Business Operations, comes up. Lots of different things coming up at American Family Field from a promotional perspective. Got to talk about those new City Connect jerseys with him as well. Got some guest bartenders going on coming up at a game as well. Also got to touch a little bit on this whole report that came out, was it last week, a couple weeks ago, about a possible entertainment district maybe being out in the valley by American Family Field. Was brought up by a city councilman, I believe it was, or whatever, a couple weeks ago. So get his thoughts on that too. And really kind of get into the whole conversation that was brought up on BrewerFanatic.com even longer ago, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, about this lease with American Family Field coming up, and then what that exactly means from the perspective of what's the next for the Milwaukee Brewers. Like, will there be a lot of renovations needed? Or will there be talk of a new stadium? Like, what road are we going to go down there? So we'll talk to him coming up in about 90 minutes. Gary, how are you doing on this fine day?
Doing great, Steve. How are you doing on this? Is it today, Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes. That's correct, yeah. Yeah. Halfway through the week today, and another closer to another weekend, which means we're another couple days closer to putting up Christmas trees. So I'm excited.
When do you put them up?
A day after Halloween.
I just want to tell you, I'm going to give you my timeline this morning, okay? And I hate to derail the show. I need to give you this timeline this morning, okay? At 6:20, Ryan, the guy that runs the cleaning service that does my house, says, I'm sorry it's early, but Sparky has to see this. Okay?
Okay.
6:45, somebody texts me again. Hey, Gary, can you share this with Sparky?
You're not going to tell me who this person is?
And then at about somewhere shortly thereafter that, you texted me about the bear.
Oh, the bear.
So I've gotten three texts starting at 6:20 this morning about this doggone bear.
Yeah, people were calling into the morning show apparently talking about it as well, about the bear. Right. So the bear that we talked about yesterday, apparently, now again, we don't know if it's the same bear. There are a lot of people that think this bear that was roaming around the Franklin Industrial Park yesterday, and there was video of roaming around, that we got into talking about how I'm pretty sure that there's been a bear somewhere in Oak Creek, essentially pooping in our window well of our basement, and confirmed it with pictures of the poop, matching it with those pictures on Google of bear poop. So pretty sure that's what we've had going on. We all thought it was a fox the whole time, but I don't think it was. But either way, so that all came up on the air yesterday, and it distracted me from doing a PJ Tucker topic that we were doing. So Gary and I started talking about it. This morning I see that late last night, early this morning, whatever it was, that a bear was actually killed in the Hale interchange by a car, driver of a car killed a bear. And immediately, you know, I get the, well, I wonder if that was your bear, Sparky. I mean, I don't know if it was my bear. I haven't seen my bear. I don't know what my bear even looks like. We're all assuming they're black bears at this point, obviously, but I haven't seen the bear itself in Oak Creek. The only one I've seen is Franklin, but it would make sense that my bear would have been the one in Franklin. Now, with the one in Franklin, I've been all the way out to the Hale interchange in that amount of time. I have no idea. I don't know how fast bears travel.
I'm guessing
there's more than one.
I don't want to cost you any money. I don't want to. But I like for someone to come over to your house and set up cameras. Can anybody help? Because I want to know.
You just want to see the video of a bear.
I just want to know if this is a bear. I mean, I got jokers texting me at 6:20 this morning. My timeline right now on my text is loaded with bear stories right now. People texting me. This thing is going crazy. So if anybody got a camera they can set up at Sparky's house so we can see if this is a bear pooping in his window well. And Steve, and that's got to be, and I don't know, that poop, now as I look at that poop, that was some pretty significant poop there.
Right. Yes. It's legit. And that's why when I saw the bear frag, I'm like, oh no. So then I Googled bear poop.
Because one would have thought
everybody Googles
hear.
That at some point in their life. Bear poop, right? We all do it.
Yeah.
So I Googled it to see, and yeah, it matched up.
But one would thought you would hear the bear.
Yeah, but we've never seen the animal that actually does that in the window well of our basement.
And how long has this been going on?
Since what? Last winter.
2 years.
Yeah.
This has been going on for 2 years.
Yep. Yeah.
At the same time of year or always?
Usually in the winter, because then we have stuff in front of the window well. So I thought it was doing it. But with our stuff out there, whatever it was, moved. I pretty much moved the table or whatever was in front of it. Now, again, they're like wicker tables. They're not heavy, but moved the table and then got in there and did it anyhow a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
So I guess my guy Ryan thinking that this is your bear that got killed. It can't be because that's at the Hale interchange.
Right. From Franklin. Does the bear get there that fast? I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how long it takes a bear to wander around or whatever the case may be. I'm just amazed that how everybody knows there's a bear. It was all over social media. Fox 6 had a story on it in Milwaukee, and nobody from the DNR or anybody could find this bear and capture this bear one way or the other prior to the bear getting killed.
So now how about this?
I don't know.
So my second text was actually Jen's dad, Danny.
Yeah.
He says they live in Oak Creek as well. Okay. He says the DNR knows that there's a bear. They know all that. That's their job. They know where bears are.
So they're scared of the bear and they don't want to capture the bear? I don't understand.
No, they just know where these bears are in Oak Creek. So he says. I don't know.
But that doesn't make any sense. If you know there's a bear, then why don't you get the bear out of the city and put the bear wherever the bear needs to be, up north, wherever. I don't care. Put him in the Milwaukee Zoo for all I care. All I'm saying is if there's bears randomly walking around cities that is highly populated with a lot of people, you would think something would be done.
So if anybody is in the DNR knows anything about secret stuff that DNR people know about bears, you probably can call us up.
Now, again,
but I'm sure they got bears up in La Crosse as well. They got to have plenty of bears up in La Crosse.
No doubt. There's bears all over, right? Menominee,
right.
Marinette, Viroqua,
plenty
La Crosse,
up north,
all over the
think.
State. There's right. probably people see bears and you're like, yeah, y'all are right. overreacting, a bunch of city folk, whatever. And that's fine. Maybe I am overreacting. I don't want my 6-year-old to have issue with a bear at some point. But again, we've never seen an actual bear in daylight, for the record, in Oak Creek. We always just find this stuff in the window well for the last couple of years, mostly in the winter.
My God. Sorry, I just had to, this bear thing.
Yep, sidetracked.
Taking on a life of its own.
Sidetracked the show.
I can't believe. It's sports.
You think it took out a life of its own. If you put a camera in the back of our house and then I have a bear in the camera, you wait to see the life of its own it's going to take on.
Well,
if I see a bear
call,
on the video.
Then you call the DNR, they come and get it.
Gary,
it's hanging out at your house.
Gary, there was a bear in the Franklin Industrial Park. Did they get it? Does anybody know if they got it? I haven't heard anything about it. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I don't, again, I don't work for the DNR.
Who,
I don't know how it works.
All these, do we have like bear specialists where they know and how to track bears and they know where these bears are and how much and how far they roam? Do we know anything like that?
No, I heard they were just spraying end zones in front of entrances to make sure the bears wouldn't go into any buildings. Coming up next, reports have the Bucks interested in moving up in the draft. What player or players are you willing to move in order for the Bucks to move up?
Gerard is rubbed off on you.
You didn't like that lame
Gerard,
joke that I've heard for 30
Gerard.
Years of my life from Packer fans?
Yeah.
Gerard, yes. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University is now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. The wait is over. Wendy's Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad is back and is the event of the summer, featuring freshly prepared ingredients like a mix of salad greens, grilled chicken, oven-baked crispy apple with smoked bacon, candied almonds, Italian cheese blend, and top it all off, fresh summer strawberries, all beautifully tossed together and served with a side of sweet champagne vinaigrette. Only at Wendy's. Don't miss a fan favorite, the Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad. Choose wisely and choose Wendy's. Joining us in about an hour or so from right now, Rick Schlesinger, Milwaukee Brewers President of Business Operations. Looking forward to having Rick on the show, and they got a lot of fun stuff going on at American Family Field coming up here in the next several days. So also got to talk to him about the City Connect jerseys and so forth. So looking forward to doing that. Okay, so there have been reports here, Gary, last night, a couple of different reports that I wanted to kind of bring up on the air. So the first report I saw was from Michael Scotto, who I reached out to and tried to get on the show for today. And we've had Scotto on in the past. He's with USA Today, also with Hoops Hype as well. And he put out a piece talking about the rumors and stuff going around the NBA right now. And he put, as reported in a previous Hoops Hype aggregate mock draft, the Cavaliers are open to moving back in the draft. They can acquire an additional future first-round pick. Several teams have inquired about Cleveland's 14th overall pick, including Minnesota, Memphis, and the Bucks, league sources tell Hoops Hype. Then he has another section just on the Bucks. Projected first-round pick Jake LaRavia, from Wake Forest, visited with the Milwaukee Bucks and worked out for the team twice, league sources tell Hoops Hype. He's projected to go 26th overall in their live aggregate Hoopsite mock draft. So that's a guy that clearly one of the guys that they have their eyes on, a guy that can, you know, stretch the floor, shoot the ball, and so forth. So that was from that article. Then ESPN also had their latest on rumors and so forth as far as what they're looking to do and get accomplished here at the end of the day. The Bucks, according to ESPN, are said to be exploring a host of options with this pick, with names like Andrew Nembhard, Jake LaRavia, Christian Braun, and Ishmael Kamagate, bandied about, and indicating the team is exploring older players who can help the team win now while its championship window is open. Rival teams say the Bucks have indicated willingness to explore moving up in the mid to late teens portion of the first round, potentially targeting some of the draft's best seven-footers like Mark Williams and Walker Kessler. Beyond that, with several frontcourt players on expiring contracts or entering their final seasons, adding an All-American big man such as Liddell from Ohio State could be attractive. Liddell, a solid rim protector who can switch on the perimeter and improved his shooting significantly as a junior, giving him a higher profile, whatever. My screenshot ran out at that point after I took the screenshot. So that is all what we're talking about for the Milwaukee Bucks. So multiple reports yesterday that the Bucks are looking to move up into the first round. Now, they mentioned ESPN that if they move up, they're going to get a big guy, a seven-footer. That makes all the sense in the world, Gary, because as we've talked about, Brook Lopez is going in the last year of his deal. So you will either have to figure out of whether or not you want to pay Brook Lopez a bunch of money as he's getting older and older by the day and just went through back issues last year, or whether or not you want to move on past Brook Lopez after this year and essentially let Brook Lopez mentor whoever they take in the first round as that backup center. Having said all of that, Eric Name of The Athletic joined us yesterday. He gave us his take. It's about 3 minutes long. His take on what the Bucks may be looking to do at pick 24.
Yeah, I mean, I think with this Bucks team, the thing that you're always looking for is help on the wing. That's always like that's just the NBA. That doesn't even matter. That's not even Bucks specific. Is everybody in the league wants more wings? And we saw it in this postseason that the Bucks didn't have enough. I think they would have been a wing short even with Chris Middleton, but especially once Chris Middleton went down, it was, oh man, we only have dudes that are between 6'2 and 6'5, and then dudes that are between 6'10 and 7 foot. We have no one there in the middle to put on the floor, whether that's small ball or whatever else. Like they just didn't have those guys on the wing. And as far as getting wings go, you know, there's the cheap wings that are going to be on the market, whether that's the trade market or free agency, are guys that probably haven't been very good and, you know, might have strong pedigree and just haven't played well or, you know, there's character problems or whatever. Like, that's how you're going to get a guy in free agency or trade. To me, the best way to get a wing is to draft one. Because then you get him on a rookie contract for 4 years, and you get a guy that can contribute in a number of different ways. He's versatile. So to me, I think the number 24 pick has a ton of value, especially for this team as they're trying to figure out how to stay relevant. And as we're talking about earlier, you know, keep that window open for as long as possible. So for me, if you're talking about specifically how to get a wing in the NBA when you're a contending team year over year, I don't think there's a better way to do it than taking someone with the 24th pick. And I think there's a number of wings that are all
very
kind of
deep
in that range.
Yep.
And the Bucks could get a guy. And again, that might mean I think there's a bunch of guys that are very interesting that might end up getting taken before 24. And then I think there's, you know, a series of guys that could end up falling in. You know, it might end up being a spot where you got to quote unquote reach for a guy. But I do think in that 20 to 40 range, there's a number of very interesting things. So for me, I think the best value out there is selecting a wing and just letting that pick develop with you. And again, if they want to take an older guy, John Horst kind of hinted at that, you know, they're not going to be in the market for a project at that spot. Okay, if you want to take an older guy, fine. Then for 4 years, you get a guy that can play. But the big thing is organizationally, they have to believe in this. You know, we've seen the Bucks trade away a number of their first round picks and a number of their picks in recent years or trade down to get more picks to then trade those guys for rotation players. The one guy that, you know, John Horst and Mike Budenholzer went for was Dante DiVincenzo. And you could tell they all went for it because Dante DiVincenzo played as a rookie. He played in his second year, played in his third year, and then he played again when he came back from injury this year. like there was organizational belief in that dude. So it has to be across the board that if you're going to select a guy at number 24, you have to commit to him, you have to play him. And maybe he won't work out for you in the playoffs this year. Maybe he'll be too young to make an impact. But if he plays 1,000 minutes during the regular season, you're getting in those developmental reps and potentially getting a good value in years 2, 3, and 4 of his rookie contract. Yep. And really, that's what this is all about for the Bucks.
So there's Eric Name talking about what he thinks about pick 24. So Eric from The Athletic, who joined us yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show, focuses on that wing position, Gary, and says that makes the most sense if they're going to go there at 24. We hadn't seen reports as of that point when we had Eric on about them trying to move up into the middle of the draft and move up, you know, 10 spots or so. But the question is, with that being said, what player or players are you willing to move in order to get up? So my guess is you'd have to package a player with pick 24 to get up to 14 or 15 or 16 or whatever the case may be. Maybe you could just trade a player straight up for a lottery pick. But now I think you're probably talking about the Drew Holidays of the world and stuff like that. And then you just open up another hole in the lineup. But that obviously is a possibility. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. What say you, Gary Ellerson?
Here's where I'm at with this, Steve. And I kind of hinted towards when I sent you over my list today. With the Bucks, if we're saying this is a 3-year window for them, and we haven't really talked about it, probably should do a topic on it, but I think we've been throwing this out there. But if we're saying that this could possibly be a 3-year window for the Bucks, they need somebody now. I don't know if they can wait on a developmental player for a high ceiling. If we're trying to win right now with Holiday, Middleton, and Giannis, I'm saying go get another veteran, proven veteran, that can help this team win right now for the next 2 to 3 years. I mean, you went and got, and we hit on P.J. Tucker, but you went and got the P.J. Tucker. That was a good move when they made it. To me, I think the Bucks need to go out and make another move like that. I don't know if the draft is going to do anything for me personally for this team to a if come maybe and to try to develop. The draft, the NBA draft, is a crapshoot. We've seen that as Bucks fans. We can go down the line and see how many times we have missed on draft picks. I would like a proven veteran like a PJ Tucker that's out there somewhere instead of a draft pick if this is a 3-year window.
So Jim Ozarski put together a great piece on the Journal Sentinel today, if you haven't read it, and he goes over the rumors that are going on as well, and he talks about moving that pick possibly and moving up. He brings up possibly trading Brook Lopez, but he puts it would be a surprise on several levels largely because it would represent a huge shift in a defensive philosophy that has led the Bucks to be one of the best teams in the NBA since 2018. Gary, you and I and Leroy, we talked about that if they move on from Brook, then they're changing how they're going to play.
Yes, they are.
Then that's going to be a big change. And again, the love between Bud and Brook, I just can't see it.
I don't think that's happening.
I can't see it.
I don't know. So I guess I'm back to you. My question would be to you. Do you want a draft pick or do you want a proven player right now for this 3-year window?
Okay, so I don't know what they're trying to do, I guess is my thing.
What do you want?
I would love to see him try to and go all the way up into the top, I don't know, 4 so to try and go.
That's not happening. You can do on top 4, Steve, then you're going to
trade.
You're gonna,
yes.
You're talking about then you're going to move on from
Middleton
Holiday
or
Middleton, yeah.
One of them. Yeah, you would probably move on from one of them. Because
so
this is...
essentially, to me, that's starting over.
But
I don't want to do that.
Hold on. It all depends on kind of how the whole thing would shake out, and then who would be that guy you're getting. So, for instance, this Jaden Ivey kid who... I think he's going to be unbelievable, but he's projected somewhere probably 4 or in that area. And this is a guy that can come in and be your explosive point guard. I was watching an interview with him last night. He's comparing himself with Morant, Wade, Westbrook. that type of deal. His mom's a coach at Notre Dame, was a coach with the Memphis Grizzlies, so he's got the relationship with Ja Morant already. So from that perspective, if I was going to go get somebody, he's more electric. He's got superstar potential to replace a Holiday. You're not going to pay him a whole bunch of money. He'd be cheap. It would give you another young piece to go with Giannis, maybe give you another star player to go with Giannis versus having to try and sign somebody or trade for somebody after Holiday and Middleton are done. I think that would be the way I'd be looking to try and figure out how to get it done. The problem is, I just don't know. I don't think Drew Holiday is enough to get it done with pick 24. I think there would have to be other pieces involved. I don't know if it's even possible to pull that off. We start talking about 24 to 14 or something like that. I think now you start talking about, and Jim Ozarski brings it up in the article, the Journal Sentinel, about now maybe it's Grayson Allen who's in play. You know, maybe it's Grayson Allen that gets attached to that pick when you go up. But if you're going up to get a center, now you've opened up that wing position even more and exposed yourself even more, Gary, than what Eric Name was talking about. Because now your starting shooting guard or your best guy off the bench in Grayson Allen is no longer in play. And if you move up to get a backup center, then essentially you killed your, well, you didn't kill yourself, but you hurt yourself going into the summer. And now you have a huge area of need going into the summer as far as how you're going to replace Grayson Allen. You get out from under his contract. Okay, fine. But it just opens up another hole at that point.
It does. And that's what I'm saying. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. I think we saw this Bucks team this year without Middleton and without P.J. Tucker, and you're saying to yourself, there's a hole there. I mean, we need to, if one of these guys go down, we just, the bench just wasn't enough. Grayson Allen, you just didn't get enough from him. And maybe he plays better next year. I don't know. But your bench, and I thought coming in that this bench was probably the best bench that they had. But with Middleton out, I think that forced these guys into another role, and they were a bit uncomfortable with him. Maybe the playoffs was a little bit too much for him. I don't know. But for me, I like to see the Bucks go get another proven wing player that can come in and play.
So how about this?
Right now.
There's a report from the Bleacher Report that Ozarski put in his article as well, that there may be interest by the Bucks in two-time EuroLeague most valuable player, Vasily Mesic, who would require a trade with Oklahoma City to acquire his rights. Now, he's like 27, 28 years old, like 6'4", somewhere in that area. I watched some video on him this morning. Looks nice. I like the Luka kid they got last year, Vildoza. I like him better than this guy that I saw. But that would be interesting. You would have two guys from overseas playing in that backcourt together, essentially, behind Allen and Holiday. You'd have two proven vets that have played in Europe that would be on the floor together. And it would make sense. Again, if we talk about the Spurs and San Antonio and kind of how they played with Ginobili and Parker and those guys and kind of how they wanted the ball movement to be and so forth, it would make sense if they were to go do that. I'm assuming that guy would be cheap to get as far as to get his trade rights. Now, you'd have to convince him to come over here and play, get him a contract, all that stuff, obviously. But again, an older guy, a vet guy. Now, I don't know if that satisfies your need necessarily. He's not 6'7 or 6'8 or anything like that.
Yeah, see, I prefer that, and that's what I'm looking at. Yeah. 6'7, 6'8. I mean, that would be my ideal target range. That type of a player. All right. And I don't even know if that exists, but I feel like that's the hole that they have right now. And I want everybody to come back. If this is a 3-year run, and we talked to names about name about this, and he kind of agrees with us, this probably what this could be, a 3-year run, and then they reshuffle the deck around Giannis again.
Yeah, you know, it really.
I don't have time to wait on a draft pick to develop.
Well, it depends who you, I mean, it depends who the player is, right? I mean, if you go, like I said, up, then that player is going to come
but
in.
But I don't want to get rid of Middleton. I don't want to get rid of Middleton or Holiday. I want to keep them. I want to run with this core right now and add to it.
Totally get it. I totally understand it. I don't have a fault with your way of thinking. It's just like we talked about with the Brewers, with Burns and Woodruff and, you know, our guy Jacob on the south side of Milwaukee who called in saying, let's just sell this thing off now because they can't finish. This team's already finished once. Now, do you think there's enough here
to finish one or two more times
exactly.
before their contracts
right.
come up. That then becomes
that's what
the
we're
next,
trying to figure out.
That becomes the next conversation piece. Exactly.
Correct.
All right, take a quick time out, come back. Wendy's Big Show. People are calling in. Let's have the conversation about this Bucks team. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. We'll continue next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Allerson, and you. As we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios, Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Gary went and got Jackson's machine pitch team Frosties and Fries last night from Wendy's. How cool is that?
Absolutely cool.
Yeah, they were excited. You got to bring snacks, you know. Every parent picks a game to bring snacks or whatever else. So ended up getting the Frosties and the fries, had them in like the cooler bags so everything stayed cold and warm. Got back just as their game ended and kids were all excited. So that worked out great. Strawberry Frosties, those things are amazing. Now, again, I don't know how many kids like strawberries, but I know the adults love those strawberry Frosties. Get your strawberry Frosty today at Wendy's. Thick, creamy, need a spoon and the whole deal to eat it, and absolutely delicious. With reports out having the Bucks interested in moving up in the draft, what player or players are you willing to move to go up? Marcellus and Arambe, you're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky, and now Leroy Butler leaping into the studios as well. What's going on?
How are you guys doing? It's been a long time, long time. I do want to say this. I am extremely proud of you, Leroy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very, very happy for you, for the things you do in the community, the things you're helping with the kids, and also very, very proud because I'm a lifelong Packer fan. You deserve this. Over a decade ago. So when you wear that coat, you wear it proud, brother. I'm going to be looking at you.
Thanks.
When you get into the hall.
Thank you.
Now, it's a matter at hand. As been spoken of, Grayson Allen did not live up to his potential. He had one good game, and I've been watching basketball since before the Bucks won their first championship. And I know that a shooting guard is a scoring guard, and there's not one in the NBA that should average less than 15 points a game. For him to give us 4 points in 2 playoff games is totally unacceptable. So I'd like to make a suggestion that the Bucks get a veteran shooting guard at a low price. I'm speaking of Jamal Crawford. He can score. He has great experience as well. Tell me what you guys think about that.
He's old. That's my problem. He's old. Thanks for the call. Leroy, what do you like about Jamal Crawford?
Shooter. Off the bench, shooter. Just come in, score. I mean, I would agree with the caller. Well, I apologize. What was
he's 42, man.
Well, he said
Marcellus.
Marcellus is somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that isn't a starter. But he made a great point about Grayson Allen. And you can probably throw in, you know, one of my favorites.
He hasn't played since the 1920 season.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody like that. When he played, what do you know about him if you just close your eyes?
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the reason what the Bucks need.
Yeah.
And I would also agree with Marcellus that guards, you had Matthews and Allen in that lineup rotated and got nothing from them whenever Holiday went out. You got nothing. And whoever started with him, you got nothing from them.
Yep.
That's a lot of heavy lifting for your bigs. So, and I also would agree with Gary 1,000%. That was a platinum thing, what he was saying. I was listening.
You were listening?
Yes.
Gary, he was listening
to us. I would listen when Gary talks.
I know.
And AR. But, Steve, thank you, Gary.
This guy.
I don't have time for this. I'm trying to win a championship. You know what? I would think that all drafts, Dennis Krause accuses me of trying to get rid of draft. I'm not saying that. NHL, does soccer have a draft? I don't think so. How did soccer put together?
Well, they get players from somewhere. They got to have a draft.
I have to ask Bart. But anyway, and shout out to the soccer team.
Yes, they have a draft. MLS has a draft.
See that? I didn't even know that. I bet you America didn't even know. But let's just stay focused. All these drafts, I think the Rams have taught you something, how they want to do things. But put the Rams to the side. Most fan bases are saying, listen, we got a 3-year window. Let's win a championship and reset. The ones who are building for the future, I don't know if the fan base is going to stay there or not. But what will happen is they see these other teams leave. These other teams win. You're thinking, hey, I'm going to start buying me another jersey from another. Just because you live in Wisconsin don't mean you got to be a Packer fan. Okay?
True. That's right.
So we shouldn't be like bullying other people. Now, it's funny when we do it to like Bear fans and Vacuum fans. That's different. I'm just saying, most people saying to the Bucks at 24, they're not going to help me beat Brooklyn. Because remember Diva Genso? Remember him, Gary? Diva Vincenzo?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
High pick. The guy was playing. Got rid of him. I'm thinking about winning now. So a guy on the wing, a veteran that can come in or off the bench that can score you a consistent 10 or 12 points. That's all you need. That's all you need. The guys did not perform. And I just think that the viewership of the draft, once you get past 10, is going to just die off. Unless you're a hardcore basketball
guy. Oh, draft.
Can you
awesome.
Imagine they talk? Do you think they're talking drafts with the Lakers?
Absolutely.
Oh, child, please. I follow Lakers every
I don't think they even have a pick.
Thank you. We ain't trying to get a pick.
You're trying to get a whole new roster. You need more
exactly.
than a pick.
We're trying to get grown men to win with a guy that's 2,000 years old, LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, your guys are so
Brooklyn,
far away.
Boston, all these teams who are down in the 20s, they ain't thinking about no draft. So if you want to move up, you can do what you want to do. I'm just trying to win a championship because it was fun. With the Bucks, but I'm in the minority, but I'm in Horst I trust, so I get out his way.
All right,
whatever he does.
Very good. Let's go to Jacob, trusty Jacob on the south side of Milwaukee. He's back on the Wendy's Big
Show.
What's going on?
This is one of my favorite callers right here. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, that's good to hear because Leroy, you're one of my favorite players, man.
Yeah, shake it up, man. You had a great phone call the other day.
Fantastic. Well, and you know what else, Leroy? You're always good to my family every year at the Bowling for Autism event, or I forget what it's called, but we are always very, very appreciative of the Hall of Famer.
Thank you very much.
See, now what I'm doing is buttering you up so you'll agree with my take. That's all part of it.
I already agree with you.
This guy here. My God,
Gary.
I know what I'm doing, man. This ain't my first
you're
time
smart.
Around the block.
You're smart.
This guy.
Yes, sir. Anyways, I had to call because I always am the purveyor of the hot takes. I got a Bucks one, too. I'd mentioned it a little bit last week, but if they're going to go up, let's go up. Let's get younger. Let's get a young stud. Now, I'm not talking about, let's move to the middle of the first round and get this guy. He could fill a potential backup role. No. The time to trade Chris Middleton is now. There's a rumor out there that Sacramento really, really wants a win-now piece.
Right.
And they're dangling that fourth pick.
Yes.
I'm thinking Harrison Barnes and some salary fillers.
Ugh.
Give us that fourth pick. We give you Chris Middleton. Now, we still have got most of the core round. We're still going to be a contender next year. But then you're adding who, in my opinion, is the best player in the draft. That's Jaden Ivey.
That's who I like him, too. I'm with you.
If Steve wants
you and
him,
I
he probably won't even play but 2 years in the league.
You and I are together on Ivey. The nice thing about Harrison Barnes, while I'm not a Harrison Barnes guy, he's in the last year of his deal. So you're out from that quicker than you're out from Middleton to get more money. So from that perspective, I'm okay with it. He played okay last year. I didn't have a problem. I watched way too much Kings basketball because my kid's a Kings fan. But thanks for the call.
Jacob being coming up with some good stuff.
Middleton would be a home run, I think, for the Kings. And I think that fan base would go nuts for sure. I think Giannis would be crushed. That's the problem. Like, I just don't know if you can do anything, Gary, unless Giannis signs off on it. And I know this sounds like a Rodgers deal, but I think at this point, Giannis has earned the deal of, hey, man, look, he's got a couple years left. He's got this long left. We want to get you a young star to play with going forward here so we're not having to worry about Middleton Holiday being gone and having nobody around you to go with going forward. And this is probably our best opportunity to do it. Are you okay with it? And if he goes, no, I'd rather play it out and figure it out then, even though we may go backwards for a year or two, then do what you want to do now. And if he says that, then you got to respect him and stand down. That's what I think.
So much about hot takes is about being the smartest guy in the room. And that ends up biting you in the butt. I'm not trying to be the smartest guy in the room. I got three veterans right now. It's a three-year window. Go get me another proven veteran like you did when you went and got P.J. Tucker. I want to win now. Because, Steve, we all know, even if it is the fourth pick, you're not guaranteed. I'm looking for a product that I know what I'm going to get game in and game out. This fourth pick, this guy y'all talk about, may have a high ceiling, but he may not work out. Steve, look at all the draft picks that have been out there.
Yeah, I know
that teams are just
I know
they went and got. I mean, look who is Cade Cunningham?
He was a great player, and he's going to be a great player. He'll be an all-star in the NBA.
Anthony Edwards.
An all-star?
Yeah, he was the top of the draft. He'll be an all-star in the NBA. Mark
my
words.
Is he an all-star?
Not right now. He only played 1 year. We got to take a break. Back after this.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
So don't debate, play us straight. You know it really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta fight that feel and keep it real. For you know ain't. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and of course the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Other side of the glass is Adam Roberts, Ricky Lake. Every time I hear that song, I think of all the old talk shows that used to be on TV. It just always brings the memories back in the day. All right, Gary, I have a thing that I don't quite understand about you and Leroy Butler. I don't understand. We don't have time to really get into it, but one of these days, I'd like to do a deep dive into you and Leroy's brain. I don't understand how both of you were drafted into the National Football League. But then, years later, when we talk about draft picks, you and him always like to bring up all the guys that didn't work. But you never want to talk about the guys that did work. We want to focus on, oh, this guy didn't work, and this guy didn't work, and you just don't know. But we don't talk about, Giannis worked, Middleton worked. Well,
but it's all situational. You guys don't think like we think. It's all situational.
You're absolutely right about that. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. Come back, top of the next hour. Rick Schlesinger joins us in about one half hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.